Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aaron Sorcher. Meseches Becheiros is dedicated by Ricky and Kalman Groner, Le'ilei Nishmas Yehuda Aryeh Leib ben Yechiel Michel.
We're learning Meseches Becheiros Daf Yud Beis. The Mishnah says, Ein Peidin Le'i Be'egel, V'le'i Be'chaya, V'le'i Be'shchuta, V'le'i Be'trefa, V'le'i Be'klayim, V'le'i Be'kvi. You need a set to be paid a petach hamor. You can't use a calf, it's not a set, or a chaya, a tzvi and a ayel. Rashi says, you can't use a shechted set, or a trefa, or klayim, and Rashi says it means a tayish shabal rachel, a mixture of a goat and a sheep. V'loy b'kvi, that's a suffix if it's a chaya suffix behema. Ablezer matah b'klayim neshu seh. Ablezer says that a klayim is mutter, because it's a seh, either way it's a seh, whether it's a goat or a sheep. V'aysa b'kvi neshu suffix. And the Mishnah ends, nasna l'kayin. If let's say you give the petach hamar itself to the kain, you weren't paid it. Ain a kain ushay lekaimai, the kain can keep it ad sheyafish satachtav until it's mafish aseh. He has to be paid it. And Gibshutai goes to Rabbi Yehuda that petach hamar is asubana, and you have to be paid it in order to be mafkir the iser. And the Gemara explains that you can't give it to the kain because the kain is nechshad on pitrei hamar. The only way you're allowed to give it to a kain is if he's paid it befanav. If right in front of you he's paid it, otherwise the kain would say, listen, it's anyway mine, why do I have to be paid it? So the kain is mechuyev to be paid it befanav. So there is a sugya in the Paiskim. Are you mekayim a mitzvah of petach hamar if you give the hamar directly to the kain? Are you only mekayim the mitzvah if your mafresh is set and give a set to the kain? Or will you also be mekayim the mitzvah if you give the chamar directly to the kain? The first one to speak about it, to my knowledge, is the Chuma Sedeshen in Chelek Beis, where the Shoyel said something that sounds very strange. He wrote to him that if somebody, by opinion of Ben, has a Ben Bechar, and he doesn't give the five slum to the kain, instead he gives the Bechar himself to the kain as Yaitzah. And the Shoyel writes, just like by Petach Hamar, Yetzer, when you give the Hamar to the Kayin. So he says it's a mistake, it's a Bedusa. And he says two reasons. First of all, he says, Petach Hamar itself, I don't know where you got it from, that Yetzer, if you give the Petach Hamar to the Kayin. Maybe there's you only Yetzer if you paid it, or you do it after the Pediyah or Arifa. You can't just give it to a Kayin. That's first of all. And he says, but even if it also by Petach Hamar, that's because the Hamar has Kedushas Bechayra. And therefore, you give it to the kain. Mashenka and a ben bechar is cool and gemurinu. What are you going to do by giving it to a kain? How is the kain going to get it if he's an evid? Ben chayrin can't become an evid, and to give it to him as a son, it's not his son. So it really doesn't make any sense to give the bechar to the kain. Atkan the lashon of the Chuma Sedeshen. So even though he wasn't Shtelling Zecham Petach Hamar itself, but you see he was Mesupik at the Shoyel Nemdan for a Pshita said if you give the Hamar to the Kayin, you Yaitza, and therefore he says, who didn't he give the Ben Bechar to a Kayin? And the Chuma Sedeshen had two tainis. First of all, he doesn't know where the Shoyel got it that the Yaitza by giving the Hamar to the Kayin. And second of all, he can't give the Ben Bechar to the Kayin, it won't be his, it can't be an Eved, it can't be his son, it has no Pshat. Malkobanim, the Chuma Sedeshen was Mesupik if he Yaitza by giving the Bechar to the Kayin. The Radvaz, in Chelek Aleph, Simon Tav Tzadik Vav, he quotes the Suffolk, he doesn't quote it from the Chuma Sedeshen, but he quotes that somebody was Mesupik, and he says that if he would have seen the Rambam, he wouldn't have been Mesupik. Because the Rambam, in Ilchus B'Kurim, Perik Yubayz Lacha Dalit says that if you were not paid to the Petach Hamar and he gave the Petach Hamar itself to the Kayin, the kain's nala be mishtamashit until he's paid it with a set, and he could keep the set to himself, or he could do arifa and bury it. And since the kainim achshudim in it, therefore Yisrael's nala to give a pet to chamar to a kain unless the kain is paid it befanav. You see, mefurish in the Rambam, without this problem of a kain being chashud, you could give the chamar to the kain, and even with the problem of the kain being chashud, you can give the chamar to the kain, and the kain will be paid it befanav. You see, mefurish, you could. You are Yetzer when you give the Chamar to the Kain. That's Tainit the Radvaz. And the Birkei Yosef is bothered. Birkei Yosef and Simon Shin Chavalf is bothered. Why the Radvaz have to ask him from the Rambam? It's a Mishnah. It's a Gemara. It's not only a Rambam. And indeed, the Divrei Chamudais, at the end of the Hilchos Becheiros, Hilchos Pinyan Ben Ois Gimel, and the Marit Al Gazi, Nevaib Shver on the Truma Sedeshim, what's the suffix in the first Mishnah that you could give the Chamar to the Kohen? It's just that the Kohen would have to be paid it, and you can't just give it to him because he might not be paid it, you have to be paid it befanav. How could the Truma Sedeshim have such a suffix? But the Yisun Ar, from the Ar Gadol, from the Minska Gadol on Mishnais, he tainis, he doesn't understand what these Zachreinim want from the Truma Sedeshim. The Ridvaz and the Divri Chamudas, the Tezyadif, and the Marit Al-Ghazi, the Eile Achreinim. But there's nothing wrong, he says, the Gemara is Mavur, there's nothing wrong with giving the Chamar away to somebody. The Gemara earlier said in the Avtesu Meiz, you can Mekadish in Isha with the Pet the Chamar, it just has to be worth the Mekadish with Masha Beini Beini. You give the Isha the Pet the Chamar, you say, Arei Mekadishisli, even though it's Asa Bahana, but now she could be paid it with a seh which is worth less than the chamar, and keep the chamar. And the difference between the seh, which he's going to have to give to the kain, and the chamar, is worth more than the pruta. So you're not doing anything wrong by giving away the chamar. You're just not being mekayim a mitzvah, but that's not called a bittul mitzvah. Because the mitzvah is not on the karkafta de gavra. There's no chiv that when you have a chamar that's born from your female donkey, that now you mechuyev to give the kain a set. It's not a chiyev on you. The pshat is this chamar is meshubid because of the mitzvah. The chamar is meshubid that you have to be paid it and give the kain a set. But if you want to give away the chamar and let someone else do the mitzvah, that's okay. You're not being mevatel any mitzvah by that. So Mela, could be fakert. It could be when you give the chamar to a kain, there is no kiya mitzvah going on. It's just now, there'll be a mitzvah for the kain, but the kain really doesn't have a mitzvah's nesina, because he is a kain, he can keep it himself. He just has a mitzvah to be paid it, to be mafreshit, in order to take off the isser. The issunar himself held that it's pashit that you're not yetzah when you give the chamar, because he says, if you were yetzah by giving the chamar, he can't understand bechlal, the mitzvah sarifa. That you don't want to give the chamar to the kain and you just want to knock its head off, like that's midastayim. You kaifen al midastayim. Bishlayim with the pshat is that right now you have no mitzvah to give anything to the kain. It's just you have a choice. You can be mafresh aseh, give the set to the kain, or if you don't want to be mafresh aseh, so then you cut off the chamar's head. Even though we don't understand, he says we don't have to understand the tamei of mitzvahs. But if you have a mitzvah to give the chamar itself to the kain, why would you have a choice not to do the mitzvah and cut off the head? That's what he says. He says he doesn't understand that at all. He would think, avada, there is no mitzvah to give the chamar to the kohen. But it's not a kasha from the Mishnah or from the Rambam, because you don't have to be mekayim the mitzvahs about the chamar if you want to give away the chamar. The Chazon Ish, in Simon Yitzayin Sifkat and Zayin, is masba very good. He says, up shita, that you're not being mekayim the mitzvahs pidyon pet the chamar when you give the chamar to the kain. That's pashit. You didn't do a pidyon pet the chamar. And also, habshita, like the Yisun Ar says, there's nothing wrong with doing it, even if you're not being mekayim a mitzvah, but you're not mechuyiv to mekayim the mitzvah. It's only if you own the chamar you're mechuyiv. You're allowed to give away the chamar and not be mekayim the mitzvah. That's also pashit. What was the Truma Sedeshin Shaila? The Truma Sedeshin suffix is, am I mekayim my mitzvah of matnes kuna? I'm mekayim the mitzvah of giving matnes kuna to a kain. And the two tzedakim are as follows. Maybe the whole din of matnes kuna was altz gezakt on the pidyon. On the chamar, there is no din of matnes kuna. The din is to be paida. And once you're paida, then it's chalachi of matnes kuna on the seh. But if you're not paida, you didn't do matnes kuna. Or maybe no. Maybe since minish vi, you got the value over to the kain. So the kain has the same value as if you were paid it and gave the set to the kain. Now the kain has the chamar and he's paid it. He gets the same value. So maybe that is a kiyam of matnes kuna. You gave it to the kain and now the kain has the matnes kuna. He has the pet the chamar. He could get it all your day getting the seh that you're mafresh on it. Or if you give him the pet the chamar, he's mafresh. It's also a way of getting it. Maybe that's also called the matnes kuna. That was a Truma Sedeshin suffix. If there is a kiyam of matnes kuna by giving the chamar. But he says, even if when you say that when the Torah tells you a din pidyon, If you give the gufa davar, you're also giving that value. So now it's also matnas kuna that can't apply to pinyan ben, because there is no way to give the ben to the kain. He's not an eved, he's not a son, there's just no way to give it to him. And memela, the whole thing's not negated. Besides the fact it's only when there's kedusha, like he read Zeis, then you could say that if you give the pinyan, you give the gufa davar. Mashenka, when there's no kedusha, so all it is a matnas kuna. The matnas kuna was hey slum, not the ben. Is very geschmack, the two tzadim, even though Avada, there's no keem of the mitzvah's pediyah, but the matnas kuna that you could clear, was the matnas kuna only said after the pediyah, or was the matnas kuna on the value, it could be given a day to pediyah, kol shengen, it could be given a day to the gufa chayfetz. And like we said, the mishnah is not a raya, because even if you're not mekayim a mitzvah, you're not being mevatel any mitzvah, just like when you give it away and someone else is paid, there also, there's that you're not mekayim the mitzvah, but it's okay. There's nothing, the key of mitzvah is not on the kakafta de gavra, the key of mitzvah is only on the chamor. Now, the Mishnah has six things that you can't be paid with, the egel, a chaya, a shkuta, a trefa, klayim, and kvi. And Rashi, by trefa, he writes, shenechtechu raglem in akuvu lamala, the leg was cut off above the knee. And the Rebbeinu Gershom says the same thing. And also the Rav and the Mishnah also says the same thing. So the Taisus Yantiv says in the Mishnais, it's lav dafka, because there's a lot of treifas. It's like a very little strange why Rashi had to say this treifa. And he says, as if that's the case of treifa. There's a lot of treifas. There's a hole in the Krum Shalmayach, in the lungs, in the heart, in the Fula, Drusa, there's a lot of treifas. Why does Rashi say shenechtu aglam in a kuvul amala? But the Taisus Yantiv says it's lav dafka. He just wanted to say, because normally you won't know that it's a treifa. Most treifas, you only can find out about it after you shech the animal and you inspect it, and then you can see it's a treifa. So you wouldn't know it's a treifa. And here, the Mishnah is telling you, lechatchila, could you be paida? It sounds like you're going now lechatchila, being paida with a treifa. So the case of a treifa that you'll know about is, if the leg is cut off in a kuvul amala, that you'll be able to see the treifa. But that's the thing, it's lav dafka, all treifas are bechlal, that's what's mashma. The Peskim, the Rosh, the Raman, the Rambam, the Torah, the Shulchan Aruch, they all say treifa, they don't give any explanation what type of treifa. Sounds like all treifas, it wouldn't work. That's the Pashtus. I saw in the Sefer Reishis Bikurim, the Talmud of the Avnei Nezer, he writes, because Bamison, the Gemara says that the Mishnah goes like Ben Bagbag, and Ben Bagbag learns out from Seh, Agzeirah Shava, Seh here, and Seh by Karban Pesach, so you see that it's proud to call Hashem a Salalu. And then the Gemara says, over there you need a Zachat Tamim Ben Shana, or so. So it says, Tipada, Tipada Riva, your Marba, that doesn't have to be a Zachat Tamim Ben Shana. And then the Gemara is a Shaila, if you can be paid with a Ben Pekua, a behemoth that was a sheep that was, its mother was shechta while it was in the womb, so it doesn't need shechita. If you can be paid with a ben pekua, so Mezuzah says you can't be paid, and Ravashi says you could. And Ravashi asked Mezuzah, if you're learning out from Pesach, so then you need zachat hamim ben shana. So he says tifta riva. So why isn't emayba all this? Shemayba ben pekua. So he says, and if that's so, says semayahanile. So tiny derashis bekurim. It's mashu of Ashi himself didn't hold of the gzeir shava. And he says, "Asay is mashman the Rambam." The Rambam says, "In paidin loy beegel v'loy bechayev v'loy beser shachot v'loy betreifa v'loy beklayim v'loy bekvish and emet tifta beset vein korish sel akvasim v'izim chayim bovat." And the Rambam paskins that you paid the beben pekua, because he paskins like Rav Ashi. So it sounds like the Rambam didn't paskin this exer shava. It's the mashmois of saying korish sel el akvasim v'izim chayim bovat. So the shaila is, why isn't the treifa called the set? Bishleim, everything else, egel, achai, of course, it's not a set. Shachar is not a set, it's just it's meat. It's not a set. Klayim is a chsayin and set. Kvi is a suffix if it's a set. But why isn't treifa a set? The Teretz says, Akdereshish Bikurim, because it's missing. It's like the Gemara earlier in Daf Gimel, which talked about if the shutfis nachri, if the nachri has a shutfis, but davish, I say it's a treifa, so that's not kol zachar. That's not kol b'char, you don't have kula, you only have a mixas. So here also, you don't have a full set. So that's only by nechtcher aglem and a kuvul amala where something's missing. Mashenken, if other treifas, so there's nothing really missing, it's just the treif, it's going to die, but nothing's really missing with the set, is a mela, that can't be called, if you learn out from Pesach, so good, I've had the Pesach, any treif is a psul. So mela here also, any treif will be a psul. But if we don't paskin that you learn it out, like it's mashma or vashi, like the Rambam is mashma, so you can't say that it's not a seh, unless it's nechtek or glem in a kuvul umala, where it's missing in the seh, you don't have the full seh, mashenk and other treifas wouldn't be bichlal. As I was talking, it fits better in Rashi, but like we said, malach, it's hard to say it because all the Baiskim are saying that you can't be paid to the treifa. Now this came up in the Geya, an interesting shaila came up. Rav Yaakov Hillel from Avat Shalom, he was the first one to bring back the mitzvah of Petach Hamor. He decided he wants him to carry the mitzvah of Petach Hamor. Took him a long time until he was able to get a donkey which didn't have any vodis yet to have a vod ben kayama or zachar. Finally did it. It was many years ago, Tavshim Mem Aleph or Tavshim Mem Beis. And he made a big pirsum from the maimon, a very big maimon. He made, there's Mekayim the mitzvah Petach Hamor. So after he did the mitzvah and he gave the set to the kain, so they decided they're going to take the set and they're going to shecht it, and they give the matnas kuna to Israel Lechaim in the keva, and they're going to give the basa to Talmidei Chachamim, and they're going to make tefillin out of the aron, and they made tzitzis out of the wool. But when they shechted it, they realized that it was a treifa. There was a sircha in the lung. They checked the lungs, and there was a sircha. So the shaila was, is this, well, you're not yetzir the mitzvah, petach hamar, was the bracha levatala, did I have to do the pidyon over again? That was the shaila that came up. In the end, Rav Yaakov Hillel put out a sefer called Yalkut Petach Hamor, which Stami discusses all the halachas of Petach Hamor and a lot of inyanim of Petach Hamor. And he also brings a number of tshuvas that a lot of gedolim at that time wrote about this shaila. If you did the mitzvah of Petach Hamor, and then when you shechted the sheep, you found it to be a treifa, well, you're not yetzir to the mitzvah of Petach Hamor, do you have to do the pidyon again? There was one Rav Meir Brandstaffer, who held that you weren't yetzir the mitzvah Petach Hamor, and they have to do it again, and he was mitzvah to say, you even have to make a bracha again. So one of the tzaddim, Rav Nosson Gestetten, in his tshuva, mentioned that could be not all treifas pasul. Rashi says, nechnu glem in a kuvul amala, could be kalunin's dafka such a treifa, that would pasul, but other treifas wouldn't pasul the seh from being a seh for Petach Hamor. But like we said, la'loch, it's straight to say it, because the or other Rishenim, the Paiskim, the Rambam, the Rosh, the Ramban, the Tur, the Shulchan Aruch, they all say that treifa doesn't work, they're not mefarish. The Stimus Halashi will be the old treifas, and that's how the Teis Yantif also learns up in Rashi, that's the Ramban of the Pashtus. Now the English Shmuz of the Gedolim was like this, that today, B'derech Klal, a sheep is worth much more than a chamar. Even a sheep that's a treifa, chamarim aren't so useful anymore like they used to be, because we don't need them for carrying packages, and a sheep is still needed for meat and for wool, and even a treifa sheep, you could sell the meat to the goyim, and it's worth more than a chamar. So even if the sheep is a treifa, but lemaisa, you yaisid opinion, al spishavyav. And Achrayim already say this to Rav. In the Megillah we mention on Daf Chav Gimel that the Mishnah of Ein Paidin Loi Be'egav Loi Bechayav V'chuli is Dafka when the Egel and the Chayav are worth less than the Chamar. But in a case where the Egel and the Chayav V'chuli are worth more than the Chamar or equal to the Chamar, so then you should be able to be paid with them, just like with Shaviyav, like we had in the Gemara earlier, on Daf Yad Aleph and Amin Aleph, that you could be paid with Shaviyav. And the Beis Yosef says this clearly in the Torah, that al karchach, that it says, Zayn Paidin Loi Be'egel Loi Bechai, it's alts when it's not B'Shavyov. But Rameh Brandstorff has said like this. He said, that's when you mechavin to do it B'Shavyov. But here in this case, where you mechavin to do it with a set, you were doing the Pidyon B'Tayr set. You didn't realize it was Trefa. And it turned out that it doesn't have it in set because it's a Trefa. So mainly you can't say it works as Shaviv because that wasn't your Kavana B'chlal. The Tshuva was printed over in the Knei Baisim, Chelek Beis, Simen Kuf Ches. He's Mazmul Mu and Simen Kuf Tes, that he holds that there's two dinim. There's a din pinyan besed, din pinyan b'shavya. It's two different types of kinyanim. It brings a ray, the Minchas Chinuch says that if someone's paid the b'shavya and he gives more than the shavyas, so the kain has to return the rest. Kain has to return the rest because the pinyan is done b'shavya. What's more than b'shavya is not nitvus in the pinyan. Mashenkin, if someone has paid the beset, so then just like it could be paid the beset less than the shavyas, who and din if the set is worth more, so the pinyan is chal on the whole set. It's nothing to do with shavyas. This pinyan is with set. There's two dinim. There's a din of pinyan b'shavyas, where the pshat is that it's a certain amount of money that you're doing to mafkia. The amount of the chamar is worth, that's being mafkia, the isra on the chamar. And there's another pinyan of a set. The set is being mafkia, not the amount. So that's why if you're doing it b'shavyas, so it's not going to work on more than shavyas. The kain will have to return the money. I mean, it will work, but the pshat is whatever is more than the shavyas, it's not nichol in the pinyan. When you're doing it b'seh, the whole seh is nichla. And the Minchas Chinuch declares, could you take a seh and say that I'm doing it the seh with the shavyas? I'm using a seh, the seh is kashim, but I'm only doing it with the shavyas. And Minchas Chinuch declares that there, Avada, only the shavyas would be that way. The kohen would have to give him the change. But still, he'll be mekayim the din of l'chatchila. The Beis Yosef holds that there's a din l'chatchila to use a seh. He'll be mekayim the din l'chatchila of a seh since he's first using a seh. For that, the Minchas Chinuch says, Sarachian. Pal kopanim, Ramei Bransov is nemming on. You see, there's two separate dinim. There's a din that you pay to a shavis, there's a din you pay to a seh. You're mechavim for seh. And he says, Avad, you mechavim for seh, because that's l'chatchila. Chila, you need a seh. Like we spoke, not everyone holds that way. The Beis Yosef says that way in the Rambam, but the Divrei Chamudis holds it's not medik that way in the Rambam, and Al Kopanim, the Rosh, and the Tur, and the Beni Ruchim are all mashma that there is no din l'chatchila b'seh. Al Kopanim, that's what he was naming on, that Tayyas is a din l'chatchila b'seh. So that was your Kavana. It turns out it wasn't a set. It can't work by itself with Shavyas. But the Minchas Yitzchak, which is then the Alkut Pet the Chamar Yoso, it was printed over in the Minchas Yitzchak in Chelech Ches and in Kuf Yud Ches, and also Reb Chaim Kanievsky, who writes about it in the Sefer Derech Emuna, in the Biurim, the Biur Halach, and the Sefer Derech Emuna, they Neman Avada would work Al Shavyas. And the two Tainis, first of all, they're naming on that it's not Pshat, that it's two different ways. It's one din, Yemefkia, the Kedush of the Chamar on something. If it's a seh, so then even if it's not the Shavuos, it works. If it's not a seh, then it has to be Shavuos. But it's one din, it's one binyan, it's one afko. What's the difference? If it's has a din seh or goes to all Shavuos, it's mamish one din. Minchas Yitzchak says, if someone's eating matzah and he thinks it's matzah shmur mishas ksira, and it turns out it's not, it's only shmur mishas tchina, he's not yetzir the mitzvah because he's mechav of shmur mishas ksira, he thought he was being Mekayim Lechatchila, really. He's not Mekayim Lechatchila. That's not Begayim, the Kavanah V'chlal. So that's, first of all, the ending on its Mamish one din. Reb Chaim Kanievsky says it has to be that way. Because what's the Gemara's Raya at Shavuos works? The Gemara says, because it shouldn't be Chomer from Hekdesh. If you're going to say that says a completely different din, so how do you know compared to Hekdesh B'chlal? It's not a din that you pay to with a Seh. Me'echet Hesa, there's a din Pidyon like Pidyon Hekdesh. Elamai, the Gemara saw that from Pidyon B'Seh. That the pshat is opinion, the seh is opinion. The seh is paid to the chamar. And the Gemara says, if you do it with seh, when it's not the shavyas, so kosh can you do it with shavyas? Like Hekdesh, you see, is nifter b'shavyas. Bal Karach exactly, it's the same din. So if it's the same din, there's nothing what to talk about. You can't say you're mechavim for seh, and how could it work with shavyas? It's all one din. It's all din. You're mechavim for pinyon, and it works on pinyon. You thought that it was a seh, and it's really not a seh, but what's the difference? As long as it's shav, it doesn't have to be a seh. So that's one taina. And second of all, they go through the sugya of kinyan amayil and kinyan shein amayil. That the Minchas Yitzchak brings the raya, and the Chaim Kievsky also started off with the raya. The Gemara says in Kedushin, the second parak, that someone's mekadosh with a shtar, and the shtar is a shtar pasul. If the Kedushin still works, that the shtar is worth a shav of pruta. Because it could work out kasef. Now, as a man, the Omer doesn't work because he says, Lav Daita Anayer, and that the Teretz is, and she doesn't want it. She, Bedafka, doesn't want to be Miskadesh of Kesef. She wants him to Kadesh with Al Batari Shtar, because she doesn't like the Shtar. She doesn't want the Shtar Al Tzkesef. She's not Machshav the Shtar Bechlal. But if she doesn't care, so it works. That's what they were ending on. Because she wants Kedushin, and she wants this Maisa to be Maisa Kedushin. She thinks that the Maisa Kedushin goes towards the Maisa Shtar. Really, it could go towards the Maisa Kesef. It also works. So even if you're going to say it's two separate things, there's an opinion b'shavius, an opinion b'seh, but you wanted a pidyon, you thought it was one pidyon, well, it's different pidyon, it also would work. Now, Rabbi Bransover brings this as a raya to himself, because he says, you know what it means, daita anayir? Daita anayir means that she wants taka the anayir b'teris kesef. She's mechavantim miskadeshes b'teris kesef. That's what it means, daita anayir. Gemara is a similar shayla, but mulva pruta daita pruta or not. So the shayla is, does she want to be miskadeshes, dafka with the pruta? But you see, stamazai, that it could work without her das, it doesn't work. And he brings the raya because the Beis Yosef clears that maybe you have to give it again to Teres Kesef. Beis Yosef says, not mashman that way. But Beis Yosef says, it's pshad is that minastam, the kavan is it should be Teres Kesef. But if you're not mechavim Teres Kesef, it won't work. So Reb Chaim Gievsky brings it, but Kveik Ataka learned that way. Because Reb Chaim Gievsky brings this really another sugya, which you could clear about Kenyan Amayil and Kenyan Shein Amayil if you need the das for the correct Kenyan. The Gemara says in Bava Metzia Dafyud, that the Gemara says that Dalet Amis is Kaina, that if something's in your Dalet Amis and you mechavim to be Kaina, it's Kaina. And the Gemara says, it has a kash, it says, Rasa Metzia Venofel Aleha, if you fell on the Metzia, it doesn't work. So the Gemara says, because since he fell on it, Gola Daite, he wants Nefila, he doesn't want Dalet Amis. Zogtib Chaim Kinevsky, there's a machlekes rishainim. You look in the sheet of Mekavetzis there, you see, there are holds that svar wasn't kain lemaskana. Lemaskana, we don't say that svar, we don't say nefila nichle de nikli. If it would be in a case where Dalet Amis could be kaina, it would work like a simta, but we're talking about Nerusha Saram, Dalet Amis is not kaina Nerusha Sarabim. The Muki Yosef learns that the svar is kain lemaskana, but it's only because the kinyan Dalet Amis is a kinyan derabanan. And by the Rabbanans, we have a din of l'nichalei b'tekanta the Rabbanan. In order for the Rabbanan to work, in order for it to be considered the Rabbanan, you have to want the tekanas chachamim. So Mela, since he fell on it, so you see he doesn't want the tekanas chachamim, it's yevshi b'tekanas chachamim. Hashem, if it be a kinyan deraisa, and he's mechavim to be kainah, just not with this kinyan, it would work. Now the Rashba holds not the way. The Rashba compares it to Eidim Menichsei Ager K'savik Shishaloi. He says, just like if somebody is digging in a nichse again in a field that's half. Your digging would be a kinyi chazaka. Now he thinks it's his. He's not kaina. So that's the pshat. When he falls in it, he wants to be kaina with nefila. He doesn't want kaina dalet amis. So the kinyi dalet amis is like oidim nichse again k'savishi shalai. He didn't have kavana to be kaina with the kinyi of dalet amis. Now b'emes it can be mechalak l'chayah. That but oidim nichse again k'savishi shalai b'chal didn't have mind to be kaina. He thought it was his. So if he didn't have mind to be kaina b'chlal, then it doesn't work. But if he had in mind to be kaina, but not with this ma'aser kinyan, with a different ma'aser kinyan, but he had in mind to be kaina with what he's doing, so maybe it would work. But the Rashba doesn't hold that way. So the chayyav the ikkar din is a machlokes rishonim. Now he brings Rabbi Kivega in Charles Chuvas Medurah Tinyana Siman and Zayin. He says that he learned milva that daita aniyar. That the case where you have a shtar and the shtar is pasul, if the nayar is a shavah prutas mukadeshes, he learned up that taka means, like Rabbi Bransdorfer said, the taka means that she has kavana for kedusha kesef. So he asked Akasha, the Muki Yosef said it's only because of nichvet karas achamim. Otherwise, you don't have to have a mind for the specific kinyan. So what's b'shan here? You have to have a mind for the specific kinyan. So Rabbi Kivega answered, because in Isha, if she doesn't have a mind for the specific Kenyan Kesef, it will be ignite for her to Mekadosh. Maybe she wants more for Kesef. It's a special sort for Kedushin. She has to be maskim that this Kesef is enough to be kind to her. Otherwise, if you're going towards Kesef, she wants more Kesef. You find such a svara that Aisha is not necessarily makna herself with a small amount of Kesef. And he brings that the stipler's father, Chaim Kievsky, brings that the stipler in Kedushin Siman Aleph Eis Beis, he says another teretz. He says that Meshicha, Hagvah, Chazaka, all these things, Dalet Amis, they're be'etzim kinyanim. But Kesef, if you give someone money, that's not a kinyan Kesef. You give someone money, that's not a kinyan kesef. You have to give him money in order to be a kinyan, for it to be a kinyan kesef. It's not be'etzim a kinyan. When you're paying for the kinyan, when you're giving money b'teiris kinyan, that is a kinyan. Otherwise, it's b'chol not a kinyan kesef. Stam giving money is not a kinyan kesef. So that's why he says specifically by kinyan kesef, if it's not daita anayir, by a shtar pasul, or the milva pruta, daita pruta, you can't call that a kinyan kesef. They never did a kinyan kesef. Mashiach, if they did a kinyan, they just weren't mechavim to be kind of with that kinyan. So then, it doesn't make a difference. As long as they were mechavim to be kind of with a different kinyan, that happened not to work. So then it would work out the other kinyan. So Bekitza, Chaim Gasky is saying like this. And there are really two reasons to say that I've added the pinyan pet to chamar bichal. First of all, it's not two kinyanim. It's not one din sam, one din shavis. It's all one din. Since it's all one din, it's b'chal not shayach svar. They weren't mechavim to be kinder with shavis. You want to be kinder with set. It's the same thing. And second of all, even if it's two kinyanim, the mukayesef al kopanim and the ra'ah, they hold them as two kinyanim, and you fall down on the metziah, and you're mechavim to be kinder by falling on it, and not with dal and amis. It would work, just the Mukyesu says, because this is the Rabbanan, it's Yashi, but the Kanas Chacham, but if it's two Kinyanim, and you mechavim for one Kinyan, which doesn't work, and you, meanwhile you're doing a Kinyan, which does work, so then, since you mechavim to be Kainit, it would go with the Kinyan that does work. And the case of Kedushin, where we say that it has to be Daita and Ayar, that when you get a Kinyan Shtar, it only works on Kesef, because you mechavim for Kesef, that's Dafka Svara by Kedushin, either like Rabbi Kivega, because Kedushin, you have to mechavim for the kesef, otherwise it's a gnai, or like the Stipler Svara, that Kinyan kesef doesn't mean stam getting money, Kinyan kesef means getting money l'tzarech the Kinyan. But otherwise it would work. But still, he did bring the Rashba, which is mashmeret by any Kinyan, it's like Oidim Nichse Ger Ksavashi Shaloi, that if you're not mechavim to be mechavim with this Kinyan, it doesn't work. Palk upon him, that's maybe Machloikis Yishainim. And then the Ikasvar is that here it's different because it's all the same kinyan. The San Shavuot is the same thing. So Mikayach, these two Svaris, Pashtas, the pinyan would be considered a good pinyan. And that's how most of the Gdelim came out in that case, that it would be considered a good pinyan al Shavuot. And now let's see the Gemara Vayter. The Gemara had a Shaila, if you could use the Ben Pekua to be Paida. If you hold the Ben Pekua needs a Shchita, of course you could. The Shaila is if it doesn't need a shchita, do you say it's kibishit b'dikula dami, that it's like the meat is b'dikula, so it's not considered a set? Or do you say, hashtami arad va'azal, it's running around, it is considered a set? And some achrayinim learn that this shail is on the ikad din of ben pekua, that if uber is shechted, a mother is shechted with an uber me'ima, he doesn't need shchita, is it considered already geshachted, it's considered like it's mamish nishchat, so then it's kibishit b'dikula, like the Gemara says? Or is it just a heter to eat? It's a heter, it doesn't need shchita, but emerson is not considered geshachdet. It's a heter to eat without shchita, and then you'd say hashtami erod v'azel. The Gemara there in Chul, Nefayin Dalanam in Beis, also talks about if it's mekabel tumas eichlin, and that would sound like a similar shiloh. Asin the Raisa speaks about this in Simon Yadalad. The Tferis Yaakov in Chul, Daf Kufki Gimel Beis, says that's the pshat in the shiloh here. Al Kabanim, the Gemara brings a machlekes mezutra and Ravashi. Mezutra says ain paidin. Ravashi says paidin. The Ramban brings from the Beinu Chananel that we paskin like mezutra. He says the Gemara in Chulin is mashman that way, and the Rambam paskins like Ravashi. So Chanarach paskins like Ravashi. It works. The Ramah brings the day that it doesn't work. And then the Gemara is a shaila by nidme. What's it din by nidme? If you have a sheep which comes from a sheep, but it looks like a different animal, is that a problem, Lagabe Pidyon? And the Shaila was, is it the same issue as Kalayim? Just like you don't use Kalayim, even though both the mother and the father are considered Seh, one's a goat and one's a sheep, but they both have a Din Seh, but since it's Kalayim, there's a Psul of Kalayim, just like by Karban, there's a Psul of Kalayim. So Shaila is by Karban, there's also a Psul of Nidmet. So maybe it's a psul of nidmeh, lagabi pidyon pet techamar also. Well, no, there's a difference in klayim and nidmeh. Because you see, a balmum l'mashul, you don't have the psul by pet techamar. That's a chayyid of Gemara shaylam, and the Gemara was not patient to shaylam l'maisa. So the Ramban and the Rosh, they pask and then it's a suffik. And Mimela, Lagavi the Isra no of the Chamor, Avadi you're gonna have to be paid it again. Because since it's a suffik, you have to be paid it again. To Mefkir the Isra, suffik the Raisa Lachumra. And Lagabe the Din Mamun, if the Chamor is still alive, Lacharmi Manushuch, you have to give the set to the Kayin, or if you bedafka want this particular set that's didmet and you want to use a different set, the chayyid have a right to tell the kayin that since it's a suffix, so mezuchel v'rayit, maybe the pidyon doesn't work, and therefore I can still keep this set and use a different set to be paid up. But you're going to have to use another set to be paid up because of suffix derayis for the chumra, and then you have a choice which set you want to give to the kayin. You could give him the nidme if you want, and tell him that since it's a suffix mamin, I could give you a nidmeh and be yetzu with it, kasafik mamun lekula, or you could give him the other one. But the Ramban and the Rosh discuss, what's the din if the chamar dies? So now you have no din to be paid it, and you were paid it with a nidmeh. So they say, if you did not yet give it to a kain, a mitzvah well v'raya, we could say that it's not a pidyon, and you could keep it. But if you already gave it to a kain, so even if takfa kain mitzvah miyadei, that's only if the kayin does a tvisa by a safik mamun. So you say tvisa doesn't work, and he has to give it back. Mashenkin, if you gave it to the kayin, what you're going to have to give it to a kayin, calls man the chamar is alive, or give him the other one. But once you gave it to the kayin, so that's not a tvisa. Now the kayin's the muhzik, a genuine muhzik, and he would not have to return the nidmeh. That's what the Rosh and the Ramban say. But the Rambam, and we had mentioned this earlier, the Rambam paskins that you can't be paid with a nidme, vim padr padui. Ein paidim mesed daim al achim vim padr padui. The Rambam perigivay is a lochetes. So the shayla is why? The Gemara wasn't patient the shayla. Why is the Rambam say, but the evidence works? So the Kesef Mishnah, he says that since it's not a kedushas haguf, so a melem is suffic and not mechayv and oisel achzul of doisei. So he stayed in Kesef Mishnah, and he says it over again in the Beis Yosef. But the Achrayim don't understand what he means. So what? There's no Kedushas HaGuf. But the Isra Anah is an Isra Deraisa. And we have a Klal, Safik Deraisa L'chumra. Just because there's no Kedushas HaGuf, why should that make it that you wouldn't have to be paid again al Safik Deraisa L'chumra? What's the difference between that and when you have a Safik Bechar, when you have, you don't know whether the Zachar or the Nekeva came first, with the other dinners, you mafresh klevu latzmai. So you do have to be paid again, you don't have to give it to the kain, but a suffik you go l'chumra. So he have a suffik, ibayid al yifshat in the Gemara, why wouldn't you also say l'chumra? The Marie Kirkus says a svara, because since it's tali in a suffik mamun, so the suffik mamun would also pask in the suffik iser. But it's also very hard to understand. Why is it tali in a suffik mamun? There's two dinim, there's the din iser, which do you say l'chumra, and there's din mamun where you say lakula, just like by a suffik bechor, where you say mafesh tlevu la'atzmai. The Marid al-Ghazi is marich about this teretz from the Marie Kirkus. He says, once you already gave it to the kayin, so then since you can't get it back, because the kayin is the mugzik, so mamela, that would gufa make it that it could pata the chamar. But it's not clear, why is it, why should the chayin, the suffik isser, is not totally in the suffik mamun? He says another svara that since the Isser is not mefurish b'teira, you don't say safik deraisa l'chumra. Also a big pella. Now in the later achreinim, there are two mahalchim, how you can answer the Rambam, why the Rambam paskin by nidmeh, that in padda padda achili, you can't use it in padda padda. One mahalch which the Nitziv says in the Svasemis and the Chazainish, they say the Rambam held that the shayla of the Gemara of nidmeh was a shayla is your psul derabanan. The Rambam nem not avad, there's no psul deraisa, there's no difference between deraisa between a nidmeh and a balmum. There's nothing wrong with the being a seh because it's nidmeh. Hashayla was as the psul derabanan. So an psul derabanan, the Rambam paskins l'chatchila to be machmir, but b'di'evin, you can be mekel kosafik derabanan l'kula. But there's another mahalach in the achreinim, and the two ifanim had to say this mahalach, we spoke about it a little bit in the previous Shia Nafir Aleph, we'll say it again with a little bit more beer. And the Mahalach is like this. The Gemara said on Nafir Aleph that you could be paid the B'Shavyei because lo yehei chama mehekdish. Now mehekdish is the din that hekdish shava mana shechillai al shava pruta is works, but the evin, if you took hekdish and you mechalit on much less than its value, It also works with the Evet. So the shayla is, if we're going to say by petach hamor lo yecham mehekdish, so why wouldn't it work with the eved on a value that's less, and then you could really use anything? Then there's bechal no din of set. So how would a bechal be shayach the din of ein peidin beegel or bechayev v'chuli? Why wouldn't it work al shavius? Elam, are you going to say it's not the shavius? So let it work al hekdish of a manesh. Elam, I'll say maybe the Mishnah means lechatchila, because even by hektish lechatchila, you should give the correct amount. So maybe that's a pshat b'pidyon ben. You can't lechatchila use an egel or a chayam because it's not the correct amount. But if you did it with the evet, it would work, even if it's not the shavius, because hektish shavu mana shechila shavu prutim is with the evet works. So the Rambam is clearly doesn't hold the way, because the Rambam by Nidma says in Bada Padi, it's mashma clearly, that by Egel and Chaya v'chuli, even with the evidence won't work. And also there's a Rayim from the Gemara earlier, because the Gemara says that you're allowed to use a sheep. There's one Tana that said the sheep has to be a shekel, but we said, no, you can even use a batruza bastanka, you can even use a ma, but the Gemara says it's only when you did it with the evidence, but if you're boli molech, then you have to use three dinarim. So you see that the Gemara is saying by a seh, you could use even a ma, but the evid, but smashma it's only a seh. But if you use anything else, that won't work, even with the evid. So the shayla is, what happened to the din of hektish shav mana shechil shav pruta mechulalas? So the Turi Evid in Megillah Daf Chav Gimel says that Taisa says, and that din is dafka when it's beyond Bailam. The one who was makdashit, since he was the one that was makdashit, and he could be shayl on his hektish, so therefore he could be paid that even with the shavu pruta, he could do a chil. But once it gets to the gizbar, so the gizbar already can't just sell it for a shavu pruta. You have to, if you want to get hektish from the gizbar, you have to give the full price. So he says, Aibazai by petach amar, it wasn't him that was makdashit, neither is it Issa v'she'ela, and the hektish has nothing to do with him. Memela, you can't be paid there without the full price. That's not called chama mehektish. But zakta minchas chinuch mitzvah chav beis, and that would work according to Taisus. But the Rambam never makes such a chiluk. The Rambam's mashma even by bab yad gizbar, but the evin the chil would work by a shava pruta. So memela, according to the Rambam, it's tzirk shver. Why wouldn't it work by petach hamar? So the minchas chinuch learns. Then ain't a chinami. It really would work. But that the ain't paid the mechaya is because there's two dinim. There's a din of being mafkir the iser, and there's a din of matnes kuna. So mitzad being mafkir the iser, already a kaldu who works, just like hektish. Lo yechama me hektish. But you still owe money to the kayin. In order to pay up the kayin, you're going to need either to use an actual set, which that works even if it's a much cheaper price, that's a kula. Or if you're not using a set, you need shavius. So in case you paid the chamar on something which is not a seh, and it's not worth the amount of the chamar, you mafgir the iser, fine, but you still mechuyiv to give to the kayin the shavius of the chamar, mitzad, the din of matnas kuna. So oibe zaitani to minchas chinuch, now we can understand the Rambam with nidme. Because lechatchili you shouldn't use a suffix, but b'di'evid, because the reason why lechatchili you shouldn't use a suffix, because the chachila, outset, it's a suffix. So mela, it's a suffix deraisa. Elam, are you going to al shavius lechatchili? You should use the full shavius. But b'di'evid, where you didn't do the full shavius, so you already mafkir the iser. Also, din of hektish shavu mana shechil shavu pruta is mechul b'di'evid. So if you do with something which is vaday not a seh, so you'd have to be mashlim the money. But now that there's a suffix, maybe this is a seh. So now it's a meitzim chal v'raya. You could give this to the kain, and you eats it because of Meshkel Varaya. That's the Minchas Chinuch pshat in the Rambam. Shmak pshat. The thing is that it's a chiddush to say that even though you mekayim the din pidyon and you mafkir the isur, you still have to give more money als the din of matnas kuna. You could hear a svara that the matnas kuna is als totally in the pidyon. Tami manoshach. If the pshat is it is considered a pidyon, so that is the matnas kuna. Give the pidyon to the kayin. That's all. And you gave it to him. Elamai, it's not enough to be a pidyon because you're cheating out the kain, so then it's not enough to mefkir the iser also. The mechaskin and chaznaming on, there's two completely separate dinim. There's a din pidyon to mefkir the iser, and there's a din matnas kuna, and it could be yaitz the din to mefkir the iser, and still not be yaitz the din pidyon mitzad the matnas kuna. That's a bissel achidish. So other achrayim say a similar tar, it's a different knetch though. Rav Shimon Shkob says this in Shari Yesha, Sharei Perik Yud Zayin. Also, Avnei Neza, very bekitzer, Simon Reish Sadik Aleph Oislamin, and his Talmud, the Chalkas Yoyev, in Yeridei Simon Chavches. And the pshat's like this. The reason why you don't have Hekta Shavah Mana, Shechila Shavah Pruta Mechalalas by Petah Chamar, is because you can't go and be mafsid the Kayin that way. By Hektish you could, because ain't an all a Hektish. That's the halacha. Avad al chatchila, you can't be mafsid Hektish. But b'di'evid, the chalois chilu bichal, because ain't an all a Hektish. So male, that becomes the price. Mashaykin here, when you're dealing with the Kayin, there's no din of ain't an all to a Kayin, he's a hedyit. As a male, you have no right to shtel a vek that that's the price. So you can't ask a kasha lo yechama me hektish. By hektish, the pshan is avada, you're not allowed to steal from hektish, but b'di'evit, if you stel the vek a price by hektish, which is not the actual price, the din is ain't an ol hektish, you get away with it b'di'evit. But that doesn't apply to hedyit. That doesn't apply when the price is going, when the money is not going to hektish, but it's going to the kohen. So to say that you can't be mechal of a shavyoi, there's no reason why not, lo yechama me hektish. But to say that you can't shtel avek this as shavius by hektish, you could, because ain't an all hektish. Mashain kain, by petach hamar, this is not the price. So mela won't work. So that's the chiluk between them and the minchas chinuch. The minchas chinuch says if I use something which is not the shavius and it's not a set, it's takam afkia the yisr, but now I have to pay the rest of samat neskuna. That's a chiddush. If the pidyon worked, then I still have to pay extra on smat neskuna. It's a big chiddush. They're saying no. If the pidyon works, that's what you have to give to the kain. But hagufa, you can't compare it to hektish. By hektish it works because by hektish you can shtel avek a different price in an ala hektish. Mashain came by chilul, since it's going to the kain, you have no right to cheat out the kain. In the end, you have no right to cheat out the kain. So taka won't work. But that's only when it's not a set. But here it's a suffix that it's a seh. So the kayin can't have any tainus on you, because the maitzu chayel v'raya. I'm telling you it's a seh. You're trying to maitzi more for me, a maitzu chayel v'raya. The balf it's a suffix moment. Now, but the evid I was paid it. So you have no right to tainu more, because bring a raya that it's not a seh. The gemara by the boy l'ifshita, a maitzu chayel v'raya. So I'm yaitzu mechiv mitzad you, because of the possibility it's a seh. So once I'm not stealing from the kayin anyway, because I'm the muzik and I'm as well veraya, so now the problem is it's not a good chilul, it's yeah a good chilul. Because be'etzim inside the chilul, if it wouldn't be that I'm stealing from the kayin, hektish shavah mana shechilul shavah prutis mechalalis. So it's similar, but it's two mahalchim. The minchas chinuch's mahalch is that be'etzim nafkasa is it doesn't need shavius. What needs shavius is the matnas kuna. So even if it's vadei not a say, I'm mafkir the iser, and I have to pay extra for the matnas kuna. So here it's a suffix, I don't have to pay extra. The other achrayim, Reb Shimon Shkob v'chuli, is saying that if I didn't have the richtig shavis b'negei the matnas kuna, that affects the chilul, and that makes it ice chilul, because that's not the price. But once mitzad the din matnas kuna, I can rely on suffix mamam because there's a chance that this the nidna does work. So now I don't have to worry about the price. So mitzad the chil, without worrying about the price, I can rely on hektish shavah mana, shechil shavah prutim mechalalas. But the Chazon Ish brings a raya from the Gemara earlier that you can't be paida with less than the price when it's not a seh, is not only mitzad the matnas kuna, but it's mitzad the din hektish. Because the Gemara in the Testament Beis, it's trying to say, where did Rabbi Yehuda get that Petach Hamar is Asa Bana? How does he know? And he says, because it's not shaykh that the Torah would say that you makpid all of Viseh, and still there's no issa that it's being mafkia. So the Gemara asks, but the Torah is not makpid all of Viseh. The Torah says, b'shavius you could do, you could even pay the b'shlaki. Gemara says, we're not talking about b'shavis. B'shavis, the Torah was a makbid. But since when it's not the Shavis, the Torah was makbid b'seh, memela, that's mukhrich, that it has to be that it's coming to mefgi and iser. So if you're going to say that the k'peidus ha-Torah was only mitzad the fact that the kayin is losing out, but mitzad the etzim afgasa iser, my boy like the minchas chinuch who says, yitaka k'mefgi the iser with anything, even not a say, even not Shavis, and the reason why you have to give Shavis is only mitzad the mom and kayin. That's zichashver. But even like the other achrayim, Reb Shimon and Avnei Nezer, that says that be'etzim you would be able to be mafkia with anything, even if it's not Shavis, also din of hektishav aman and shechol shaprutim uchalalas. But the problem is that since the kayin's being nifsad, then mainly you have to give the full Shavis. So kum tais, the k'pei de b'seh, or Shavis, is not mitzad the chil, it's not mitzad nafkasa iser. So how could the Gemara bring a raya from the fact that it's a k'pei de b'seh, that there's an iser to be mafkia? Chaya ga'ayna shakasha on this mahalach. So why taka don't you have hektish av amana shechol shav ruta mechalalas? Why don't you have lo yechama mehektish? So the Steinpler says, because that we say ain't I know la hektish, he says, what's the shayla? Does it mean that you don't have to be makbid on a price when it comes to hektish? Or does it mean that there is no price? In other words, whatever price you make up, that becomes the price. Says the Gemara says in Bava Kama that shava kesef means karka, because karka shava kol kesef, because ain't an ala karkais. Sounds like that's the price. And by karka, it's only, of course, if the meicher and the lekech both agree on the price. But even if they agree on a ridiculously low or ridiculously high price, there's no din I know, because that becomes a male of the price by karka and avodim and shtaris. Now hektish, the emphasis says you didn't fool hektish b'chlal. Hektish didn't say anything. Now the pshat is, that's the din of hektish, that since you are kaveya price, al-kopanim b'di'evit, that becomes the price. He says it's mukhik that way, because by karka and avodim and shtaris, you could say that maybe not. Maybe the real price is how much it's worth. Then the Torah tells you a chiddush din, that even though you bought it for the wrong price, but there's a halacha that it works b'di'evit. You have no right to mevatel the mecher by karka and avodim and shtaris, even if it's the wrong price. But by hektish, if you're going to say that, so how did you buy it for the wrong price? Mehecha teisa hektish sold it to you for that price. Doesn't make sense. Just like you can't walk over to somebody and he tells you, I'm charging $10,000 for my karka. And you give him $500 and you say, ain't an ola karkais. He never agreed to sell for $500. So how did it work by hektish? You're going to have to say that you say this by hektish is that there is no price. Whatever you make up, that memela becomes the price. So he says, so oy bazai, when you say chamor is lo yehei chama me hektish. So that means that avad, if you're doing the price, the shavis it works. But by hektish is a din of ain anol hektishes. So mail whatever you make up, but the evid is the price. But by petach chamor, there's no such din. You're not dealing with hektish menegei the price. You're dealing with the kayin. So mail, even if the kayin doesn't have a din mitzan chayshim mishpat to be makban on the price, because the safek mam on the cool, like we're saying. But al kaponim, it's not the price. Thus is nish the price. There's no din of ain anol hektish. The mail, it's not the price. So mail, you can't be paid with that. Chai very gishmak eteris to the Tur Evans Kasha. Why don't you say hektishav amana shechilah shavrut mukadeshes? Taka like the achrayim, because that only applies to hektish, because ain't an all hektishes. But even when the kain's not involved, zak the stifle, even let's say the kain himself is being paid it. Let's say you have a kain that yarshin the pet the chamar mevi ima yisrael, and the dinus has to be mafresh aseh. It's mashmi has to be mafresh aseh. Why can't it be paid the b'chol davar? Al shavius. Aye, it's not worth that much, but hektishav amana shechil ashav brutim mechulalis. The Teretz is, because since you don't have the din of ein einol hektish here, so that's not the price. But hektish, that is the price. That's the din of ein einol hektish here. It's not the price. Does look the stifler. He also brings a raya that by kvi, the Rambam Paskins, you're not paid to be kvi. Kvi is also a suffix. A kvi is a suffix behem a suffix. That's what a kvi is. And there the Rambam doesn't say impaid the podi. But even by sveikis, the din is, you don't say impaid the podi. That's where the stipler wants to go with the Mahalach of the Chazanish, and like we said, the Merim Sada and the Svasemis, it must be the Nidmas the Rabbanon, and the reason why the Rambam Paskin and Padri is suffering the Rabbanon Lekula. So Bekitzer, we have the Rambam that says by Nidme that you can't be paid l'chachila and paid l'padui, and you have the Kasha, one of you say Safik deraisa l'chumra. The Kesef Mishnah says, since it's not Kedushas or Guf, they were more Mekel. Shaila is why? It's Safik deraisa. The Meir Kirkus says, because it's totally in the Mammon. The Shaila is, why should it be totally in the Mammon? The Arachreinim, the Netziv, the Sasevis, the Chaznish says, because it's the Rabbanan. The Psul is only Psul the Rabbanan and Safik the Rabbanan l'kula. And there is another Teretz, and Menchas Chinuch says, because any time Legabi Afkos Issa, you don't need a Seo Shavis. Afkos Issa works with Hekta Shavamana Shechula Shavruta Mechalelis. You only need the Shavis, Al Sadin Mam, and Al Sadin Nesina, and him is Safik Yesu with the Seo, Al Samashuel Veraya. And Rav Shimon Shkab says, Karav Lezeh, that even though normally you won't even Mefkir the Isser, because once you don't have, once you weren't Mekayim the Din Maneskunas Bechalma called opinion, but since he can mekayim dim anaskuna safik mamun lekula, so that will be called opinion. That will be mafkir the iser, even though it's not the shavis, because the kayin has no taina. But like we said, the chazanish was mechriach a starker ayin from the Gemara in the Testament base that even mitzad the hektish you need the shavis. I want to say hektish of mana shechilah shavruta mechalelis. So Stiple says it's smarter because once you don't have the need of ainin ala hektish, ainin ala hektish means that that's the price. Here also you need the price, but Hekdesh you need the price, and then Hekdesh makes it the price, but Petah Chama you don't have that, and then you'll need the actual price.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Maram HaKlemis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.